friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Woman rescues scared creature with no idea what it is, and mystery animal stumps vets too. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A mystery animal found by Christina Eath in Pennsylvania leaves wildlife experts baffled as they struggle to identify the creature's species. On a cold, snowy day in Pennsylvania, a set of paw prints led Christina Eath on quite the adventure. Christina noticed the prints outside her door and worried a lost pet may be seeking refuge from their weather. But as she went to investigate, the mystery animal she found didn't look like any pet she'd ever seen before. I peeked outside the door, and that's whenever I noticed the animal, and it was so scared and cold and shivering, she said. Christina Eath had no idea what the animal was, but one of God's creatures needed help, and she knew in her heart the right thing to do. I wasn't quite sure, but it was scared and it was cold, and all I could think about was this animal needed help, she explained. Christina used food to help coax the animal into her basement. The poor thing was clearly scared, but not aggressive in any way. From there, Christina connected with a local wildlife rescue group and told them about the mystery animal she'd found. They took the poor creature with them so they could provide treatment for mange as well as look for some answers. They, too, could not immediately identify the species of the mystery animal found. Dog? Coyote? Something else? Figuring it out will take more time and some testing. I honestly can't definitively say what it is, said Morgan Barron of Wildlife Works Mount Pleasant. However, regardless of the creature's species, Christina Eath doesn't regret rescuing the mystery animal she found. And she plans to continue supporting her new furry friend in any way she can. No matter the results of the test, I wouldn't have changed anything I did to help him, she said. If he turns out to be a coyote, I will be there for when he is released. And if he turns out to be a dog, my husband and I would love to adopt him when he recovers enough to be adopted. I feel so grateful and blessed that I notice his prints and follow them. Some want to pick on Pierce Brosnan's wife now that she's aged, but he isn't having it. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Pierce Brosnan's wife now is just as beautiful to him as the day they met. So while some are petty enough to criticize her weight, he's busy loving her for who she is inside and out. Christian celebrity Pierce Brosnan lost his first wife and mother to three of his children, Cassandra Harris, in 1991 to ovarian cancer. It was a dark and difficult time in which Pierce relied on his faith to get him through. But several years later, God brought a new love into Pierce's life, one to stand the test of time. Keeley Shea Smith and Pierce Brosnan met quite by accident in 1994. A TV correspondent at the time, Keeley's employer sent her to Cabo San Lucas to interview Ted Danson, but instead, she ran into Pierce. He was captivating, Keeley recalled. Tall, dark, and handsome, everything that everybody would immediately be attracted to. He had this mischievous sparkle in his eyes. I thought, wow, wow. A few days later, the two went on their first date, where Keeley says they sat down under the stars and he held my hand. There were fireworks going off over our heads, and Kenny Loggins was singing. We talked until 3 in the morning. Keeley Shea Smith and Pierce Brosnan began dating, and Pierce was just as smitten with his wife then as he is now. Wherever I went in the world, I missed her, and I'd send her tickets to come so we could be together. We just seemed to fit, he said. The couple had two children together and tied the knot in Ireland in 2001. And seeing their dad so happy pleased Pierce Brosnan's children from his previous marriage. Just seeing the ultimate love that these two people have for each other was unbelievable, Pierce's late daughter Charlotte said. My dad found it again. and that makes me happy. As a former model and TV personality, Keely Shea Smith has had to face criticism over her weight. Pierce Brosnan's wife, now in her late 50s, has been the brunt of some rather mean-spirited comments when comparing her appearance from decades ago. However, Pierce knows his wife's worth and beauty have nothing to do with age or a number on the scale. I love her vitality, her passion. She has this strength that I wouldn't be able to live without. When Keely looks at me, I go weak, he said. All of our bodies change as we grow older, but love is so much more than just the physical. And Pierce Brosnan knows his wife, Keely Shea Smith, is a gift from God, both then and now. I found a great woman in Keely Shea, he said. Not if I searched a million times over would I find one as good. What a beautiful love story and powerful reminder to not judge based on the world's standards, but rather those of the Lord. Who can find a worthy woman? Her price is far above rubies. Proverbs 31:10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.